This is Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Don Elliott. Montana's only underground coal mine could shut down by the end of 2025 if it cannot expand into federal land. Signal Peak Energy President and CEO Parker Phillips told that to the Yellowstone County Commissioners on Thursday. The Bull Mountain Mine south of Roundup employs about 260 workers. Two-thirds of them live in Yellowstone County. An Amazon distribution center is being proposed in Belgrade. The 53,000-square-foot facility would be Montana's second. The distribution center, referred to as a last-mile facility, will receive orders from other Amazon warehouses to operate as a local stopping point before delivery vans are dispatched across the valley. Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Talking with BNSF Railway, and 2023 was actually the safest year on record for BNSF.
We've been working for years and years to achieve our vision of an injury-free railroad. It is an outdoor sport, and we have to be very careful about where we're putting our employees and what we're asking them to do. And that's why we're so proud that when we closed out 2023, it was the safest year in our 175-year history.
BNSF, the rail industry's leader in safety.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Hamilton Downtown Association's Facade Improvement Program is helping with building improvements in Hamilton. Hamilton Downtown Association Executive Director Robin Pruitt said Hamilton Downtown Foundation administers the program and provides an opportunity for the community to contribute to the beautification of downtown Hamilton. The National Wheat Foundation's goals are to educate and inform, saying the productivity, marketability, and quality of the U.S. wheat crop can be improved. Foundation Yield Contest Project Manager Ann Osborne told our sister Northern Ag Network's intern Grace McDonald the contest west@wheatfoundation.org was revamped.
Growers can go on there at wheatcontest.org and then they can enter as many categories as they fit, and it makes it easy to run through the steps that they need to take in order to enter the contest. So managing that data and learning from it is going to be easier with this new contest website.
I'm Don Elliott on the Northern News Network.